why would he want to do that? Why would that matter? I think it would matter because the people that I come from, my ancestors, had an embedded precautionary principle in their life. Because we lived in a very hard land, we were cautious. We were very active, adaptive, managing people. That's evidenced by our stopping, our halting on to get caribou, even though they're delicious. Because they're dying. We engage with our land. And I think if the principles and ideas encapsulated the perspectives and laws that we have were to somehow be relevant and compelling when it comes to unconventional energy, imagine what the potential could be. You know, when the precautionary principle was written here and not on a piece of paper, what does that mean for resource development? That's the potential that we're trying to manifest in UVic. That's the potential we're trying to manifest in Northeastern Virtual Media in Canada. I hope that's the potential to manifest here as well. There's a couple things we're working on right now. One is one of the reference out of payroll of the Fumbling River, which is graphic legal personality. Many people here understand this principle right now, so I won't do too much. Logical management working down in Treaty 8 territory. This is the stuff that we're trying to work on. We're trying to bring legal personality and expand that principle, not only because it's an interesting vehicle to engage in these issues, but because by our traditions and by our laws, rivers and basin streams did have life. And so to give them the legal breath of life is a step towards reinvigorating that thing that we came from. Another thing that we always have is banishment. And in my territory, banishment is death because we live in a fairly hard environment, especially in the wintertime. Now I wonder if we can create legal personalities. Why can't we banish legal personalities?
History. There's a story of that, how that water heart would be the last water heart beating on Earth
just a couple just ideas, short-term ideas, how to apply that lifeblood idea. These are a couple of litigation areas that I'm working on. I'm not high, maybe tons of people are, but this is stuff that we're looking at in northeastern British Columbia. I don't want to explore the litigation strategy too much, so we'll switch and say thank you, but hold on, I'm going to finish with something. This is a small piece of my family, Musty Children's, thank you very much in my language, but I'm going to do something. Before I go, I'm going to play for you a small piece of the work that Fiona and others are doing. I'm going to explain it to you after, so please don't clap until I finish the discussion. I'm going to play this, and we're going to have a quick little chat, and I'll get off the stage and make room for people who've done much more than that.
My God.
Take care of his family, so he's up there too.
I think to some degree we are all fractured within ourselves.